Yellowface by Rebecca F. Kwang. I don't get home until early the next morning. Documenting death apparently takes a very long time. The EMTs have to check every fucking detail before they can officially write on their clipboards. Athena Liu, 27, female, is dead because she choked to death on a fucking pancake. I give a statement. I stare very hard into the eyes of the EMT in front of me. They're a very pale blue, and big black globs of mascara are stuck to her outer lashes. To distract from the stretcher in the kitchen behind me, the uniformed people pulling a plastic sheet over Athena's body. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's a body bag. This is real. Athena is dead. Name? June. Sorry, Juniper Hayward. Age? 27. How do you know the deceased? She was my friend. We've been friends since college. And what were you doing here tonight? We were celebrating. Tears prickle behind my nose. We were celebrating because she just signed a Netflix deal and she was so fucking happy. I'm weirdly terrified that they're about to arrest me for murder. But that's stupid. Athena choked. And the globule. They kept calling it a globule. What kind of word is globule? Is right there in her throat. There are no signs of struggle. She let me in. People saw us being friendly at the bar. Call the guy at the Gram, I want to say. He'll back me up. But why am I even trying to come up with a defense? These details shouldn't matter. I didn't do it. I didn't kill her. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous I'm even worried about it. No jury would convict. At last, they let me go. It's 4 in the morning. An officer, at some point the police arrived, which I guess happens when there's a dead body, offers me a ride home to Rosslyn. We spend most of it in silence, and as we pull up to my building, he offers some condolences that I hear but don't process. I stagger into my apartment, rip off my shoes and bra, gargle some mouthwash, and collapse onto my bed. I cry for a while, great howling sobs to vent out this awful clawing energy in my body. And then one melatonin, and 2 Lunestas later, I manage to fall asleep. Meanwhile, in my bag, tossed at the floor of my bed, Athena's manuscript sits like a hot sack of coals.